In world news this evening, officials say pro-Russian forces have taken over a Ukrainian Air Force base in the breakaway Crimean Peninsula. Today's violence comes one day after Russian President Vladimir Putin signed the final decree completing the annexation of Crimea by Russia. Stefan Boss reports.
Witnesses said hundreds of pro-Russian protesters stormed the Ukrainian Air Force base in the Crimean town of Novodevichy on Saturday, forcing the soldiers to leave. The crowd, shouting "Russia, Russia!" and smashing windows, clearly outnumbered Ukrainian servicemen, who initially tried to repel them by throwing smoke bombs from the roof. Ukraine's defense ministry made clear that the attack against the military base also involved pro-Russian self-defense forces. Russian officers stood outside, watching, as protesters took down the Ukrainian flag and put up the white and blue flag of the Russian Navy. It was the latest in a series of attacks designed to drive Ukrainian forces from Crimea, where voters decided to split from Ukraine and become part of Russia in a referendum condemned as illegal by the West. Saturday's violence came while some 100 observers of the European Security Organization OSCE were sent to Ukraine to monitor the security and human rights situation, explained America's OECD ambassador Daniel Baer.
We're glad that the Russian Federation was able to finally come on board with a consensus resolution to send monitors to Ukraine.
But Russia's ambassador to the OECD, Andrei Kalin, warned they had no mandate to enter Crimea.
We proceed from the assumption that the mandate of mission is absolutely clear, and it proceeds from the geopolitical realities that are existing since today, that Crimea has become a part of Russian Federation.
Earlier this month, OSCE monitors had to abandon attempts to visit the Black Sea Peninsula after warning shots were fired at them by pro-Russian armed men at the border. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.